It's not what we have that will make us a great nation. It's the way in which we use it.
Of course, we are challenging nature itself.
Delighted by views and sounds.
A breathtaking legacy of conservation that still enhances our lives. Into the great wide open,
under the skies of blue. Our national treasure. Treasures, really. Yosemite, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Sequoia, Everglades, Glacier, Denali, Tetons, Acadia. So many. National parks. And while the parks are worthy of pilgrimage any time of the year, it is summer when the most Americans open the national treasure chest and see firsthand places that begin as legend. Over the past few weeks, we've heard lyrical accounts of the parks, their history, how they came to be parks, all part of the ethos that binds these places together and creates a landscape of national consensus. We heard from Teddy Roosevelt's great-grandson.
There's a lot that needs to be preserved and conserved. And he realized we had to save that or it would all be gone in a few years.
Filmmaker Ken Burns.
For the first time in human history, land was set aside not for kings or noblemen, but for everybody and all time. It could have only happened in a place that had allowed people to govern themselves.
We don't agree on much in America, but that these places are sacred, to be shared by all, for all time, we agree on this. And you agree as well. As we wrap up our summer in the parks with the Takeaway series, some stories from you now.
I was in my late 20s. I've been working a lot.
That's Andrew from Mill Valley, California, talking about a trip up the California coast. A life changer for Dear Andy.
I feel like I need to change career in some way. My wife had grown up camping, and she got all the gear for us in one weekend, helped us make plans to go to Point Reyes National Seashore, which is a very large triangle of land in the Pacific coast, north of San Francisco. We just went for 2 nights pretty deep in the backcountry, took a lot of long hikes. It's just sort of breathtaking vistas overlooking the Pacific Ocean, deserted beaches. For me, it was just the escape I needed to kind of get out of my own head and my career plans and even just day-to-day frustrations. Ever since then, I've held a pretty special regard for being outdoors, and I've spent about half my time writing fiction and nonfiction. One of the themes I do write and explore a lot about is nature. I hear a lot of people being concerned about the stresses of our constantly sort of device and gadget-oriented lives, harried professional lifestyles, or people working at night and routinely on weekends, and I feel like nature is one of the best and generally low-cost antidotes to that kind of lifestyle and can give us a real respite from our thoughts and all that structure.
The national parks become a refuge of memory. Preserve times in preserved places. Mary from Okmulgee, Oklahoma. You remember having a blast as a 20-something on a family vacation.
My sister and I and all the kids, we took a trip up in a VW van up to Coffee Lake, and there was a great waterfall. And it just was in such a way that you could get up on the top, position yourself, and take off on the waterfall down. I'd say it was a good three stories high. God, it was wonderful. Cool water. And then downriver, there are places that you could actually stand in little waterfalls, and the fish would come down the little waterfalls, and you could pick them out with your hands. I remember going down and with such force that you'd lose your clothes. You'd lose your clothes as you came up because it was so much force carrying you down. It was a wonderful experience. Never forget it.
Parks are where you put yourself in the grand geographical backdrop of the American continent, to place yourself and to test yourself. That's what you did, London, at Zion National Park in Utah, a place that already helped inspire a whole religion.
We decided that we wanted to do the Zion Narrows hike, which is sort of dangerous because the canyon gets so narrow that at some point there's no way to get through without swimming through the river because that's all that's there. My boyfriend and I started off our hike with the past 2 weeks of sleeping in tents through thunderstorms and rain showers in mind. So we started walking and we were just holding hands the whole time, and every time one of us started to fall over, the other one would pull a little bit and try to keep us both walking stably and just being able to enjoy the beauty of the canyon that we were in. And I think that really shows how the national park can get you through a lot of different challenges and just make you forget about all the little things in your life, like how wet my feet were and wet socks don't feel good, and all of those little things just went away.
I remember laying on my belly near the edge to get a better view of the vastness of the Grand Canyon. Wow, Philomena from Westchester County told us. The Grand Canyon, much grander, we gather, than the Major Deegan Expressway in Westchester. And Liz remembers family in Denali National Park, quote, seeing a family of grizzlies up close. The parks recapture and pass along a moment when human beings came over a hill, natives first, settlers, and then the tourists and adventurers to follow, came over a hill and saw something they immediately understood they would never forget. Annette Korn from Montclair, New Jersey. You found that where?
My favorite setting was at the Navajo Tribal Park, which we visited in 1970 on a cross-country camping trip. The sunset, which we looked upon, was the most exquisite scenery we had ever seen. The sky was yellow and gold and orange and pink and red and blue. It lasted about an hour to an hour and a half, and we couldn't take our eyes off it.
Your memories, images, and thoughts, now all part of that national landscape. Pin your thoughts to our takeaway map. Thanks to you for spending a part of your summer in the national parks with the takeaway. And there's still plenty of summer left. Share with us your memories of a national park, a favorite place, a monument, or historical plaque that you would love to tell us about. They're all national treasures.